The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm really inspired by a story of an environmental attorney who dared take a stand against big business. And it's not any business, it's DuPont. He fought hard to take him down, and he didn't stop until he won. Look at all the politicians who say, "We're fighting for you," but they're in the pocket of Wall Street and the corporations that make financial gains while they're sacrificing the safety of the American people. If you care about the air that you breathe, water that you drink, and food that you eat, visit projectblindsighted.com and join the movement today. That's projectblindsighted.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
We shot down a Syrian fighter. This is the first time. We have just been tolerating this kind of action for years. Under Obama, this is just the way it was. You could do anything to us, we're not going to do anything to you. Well, Syrian fighter and an American fighter meet, and we shoot it down. Was it the right thing? Was it the wrong thing? It just, at this point, is. So when that story broke, the immediate thought, at least from me, was, uh-oh, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. The game has changed. Now, there's something to be said for being Americans and saying, hey, we have these lines. But I personally would like to know when we're going to change those lines. I'd like some discussion to happen. That, oh, by the way, we're perceiving this as escalating. They're perceiving this as an escalation of war. I would imagine that we all perceive this as, no, we're just holding our own. That's not the way the Russians and the Syrians see it. And I'm not really concerned about the Syrians. I am concerned about the Russians. The Iranians have pretty much swept through Iraq. We've pretty much lost Iraq. And we've lost Iraq not to ISIS. ISIS, we are actually fighting back and making some progress. It's the Iranians who are a horrible terrorist lot that are now all the way across Iraq and now starting to penetrate the Syrian border below us, below the Euphrates River in Iraq and Syria. So what the Kurds, and not the good Kurds, but the bad Kurds, the Syrian Kurds are bad Kurds. They don't even speak the same language. They're both Kurds, but their nations or their peoples have been separate since the early 20th century. We separated them. They don't speak the same language. They are Marxist, Leninist, radicals, and terrorists. Because they're against Turkey and Syria, we love them. And we're arming them, which we shouldn't be doing. But they're also against the Iranians. So they're our friends. This is going to come and bite us in the ass.
It's the typical mess that we get into every time.
That's what Benghazi was about, guys. Make no mistake. We were arming ISIS. Mm. We were taking guns from Libya, running them through Benghazi, putting them on a ship, sending them to Turkey, bringing them across the border, and arming ISIS. That's what Benghazi is about. This is going to happen again. And we are now arming these really bad communist revolutionary killers. And nobody seems to have a problem with it.
Is there any explanation as to why we're arming Syrian Kurds? It's because they're fighting against the Syrian regime, right?
They're fighting against the Syrian regime, and they're also fighting against
ISIS.
Right. And so instead of actually doing our job the way we could do our job, we're arming people by proxy.
How do you even fight on the right side of this? You can't. There's no right side of the Syrian conflict.
None.
So what are we doing there?
Right.
What are we doing?
You want to fight for Turkey? No.
No.
Do you want to fight for Syria?
No.
Do you want to fight for ISIS?
No.
Do you want to fight for the Syrian Kurds who are Marxist revolutionary terrorists? No.
Mm-mm.
Who are you fighting for? Who are you fighting with The only ones I want to fight with are the Christians in Iraq and the Kurds in Iraq. They are all pro-freedom. They all understand that. They're not running. They don't want to run. They just want to get up north to some safety, to where they can get some arms, and they are fighting. Those guys I want to help, but those aren't the guys we're helping. I don't know why we're not helping them, but the only good guys in the region we've decided not to help.
So and they're on their own. They're the ones we've continually not helped ever since the first Gulf War.
Yeah, they're the ones. We shoot down a Syrian jet today, but we don't give them a flyover, no fly zone. Right. We don't help them at all. It's crazy what we've done to the Kurds. And not the Syrian Kurds. You have to understand, the Syrian Kurds are bad. The Iraqi Kurds are good, really good. So now there is a no-fly zone for Americans. If we cross the Euphrates River to the west, if we cross the Euphrates River, Russia has said they will shoot down any of our planes. They have also, because this is a tight zone. I mean, it is really easy. You're on one side of the river, boom, you're on the other side of the river that fast. Imagine, you're going 500 miles an hour. You cross a river in lightning speed. So we've always had a communication center set up between ourselves because there are too many jets and there are too many chances for mistakes to be made. And so we have a communication center. Russia has one, we have one, and it's like a hotline. And if one of the jets crosses a border, crosses some zone, they pick up the phone or we pick up the phone and say, hey, we're about to shoot down. What are your intents? And then immediately the answer is given. Don't shoot it down or, yeah, that's, yeah, we're doing nefarious things or whatever it is. Take this. We know when there's a mistake, and we've turned back jets over and over and over again. Because of the firing on the Syrian jet today, Russia has taken that away and now said we will shoot down anything that crosses the Euphrates River. So this is the war. I talked about this last week. This is the war that is coming. And the war that is coming is on the southern border of Syria, northern border of Iraq, southwestern border of Iraq, just before the Euphrates. So if you would look at a map, it's a crescent shape, and that's what Iran is after. They're going for a crescent control of that whole region from Iran through Iraq to Syria up to Turkey. They want to control that. Well, Turkey wants to control Turkey, Syria into Iraq. So they're both coming down exactly the same way. And we're arming people that the Kurds in Syria that also want their own nation in Syria and Turkey. So we're arming the people who are against not only Syria, Iran, ISIS, but also against Turkey. That's why Turkey wants all of them dead. We are on the wrong side because, as Pat said, there is no right side here. There is no right side. And I just want you to know, you are one step closer to total chaos in the Middle East.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.